everybody, it's Moana Robinson here from Be Style for Life, and I'm chatting today with Janine Vosper from Speech Perfect. We've also got Mindy Wendt here from Mindy Joy Marketing, and Mindy and I are going to be asking Janine some questions. Janine, can you give us some really useful tips for speaking online?
Thanks, Moana. Now, that's something that a lot of people are a little bit fearful of. You put a camera in front of people and they're just sort of shut down immediately. I know I was talking to somebody today and they're a manager for a training organization, and they're fine standing up in front of the group, but they're absolutely terrified to get in front of the camera. And crazy, their company has said, I'll go and get some training stuff online and get the answers for that. And I'm going, no, actually come to me and I'll show you how to do that. Because there's a whole lot of different things about, I mean, whether you wave your arms around, as you can see what I'm doing there, that it actually becomes a bit of a, it doesn't even sit real, does it? You know, this is, which if we were doing that on a stage, it might not be as distracting. It probably would be.
Why do you think it is that people are more terrified of speaking to a camera than speaking to an audience of 100 or 200 people, do you think?
When you're speaking to an audience, you're getting feedback, but when you're speaking to a camera, you've just got to look at the camera and you're not getting the feedback. So at the moment, I'm looking directly at the camera and having a conversation. The thing is, when you're looking at the screen, so I'm looking at the screen at the two of you on the screen, it changes where I'm looking as well. And that feels a lot more friendly when I'm looking at you, but you are actually seeing me better when I'm looking at the camera. But when I'm looking at the camera, I can't, it's my peripheral vision to see you nodding out of the side and seeing that I'm getting some response from you as well. And I think that's innate with us, that we're, whenever we're speaking, we want to be able to form some response. And this is difficult, but doing webinars is even more so because you can't see anybody at all.
I was just actually thinking then, just throwing something in. Have you heard of the Hawaiian exercise called, I think it's called Hakalau?
No, I haven't.
Training your peripheral vision.
So that's, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I could share down in the comments. Mm. Are there any exercises that you do or that you teach people in your public speaking courses to do to prepare yourself for when you're speaking online, if you're doing a Zoom call or a conference call online?
Well, one of the things, and it doesn't really matter whether you're online or you're on stage, is to remove the ums. Once you start to hear the ums, ahs, like, so's, naturally, you know what I mean, your nose, all of those filler words that we put into our conversations, when you start hearing them and listening for them, they drive you crazy. But the beautiful thing is you start to hear them for yourself as well. And when I'm working with people, we start to listen for those, because that's the first part of learning is to hear them. And then instead, we just pause and we don't drop a filler word in the middle of it when we're trying to think. And learning how to be silent when you're trying to think is probably one of the best skills that you can have. And there's little tricks to do that, but it's just a matter of, in first part, hearing that you're putting filler words in, and secondly, that you can stop, think about what you're going to say, and not have to fill it.
Very good point.
Yeah,
definitely. I've got a quick question. Yeah. So I'm just wondering, for the people that they're seriously petrified, and having that camera there just puts them completely in freeze mode. So what's step one, the most basic thing that they can practice in the comfort of their own home before they even talk to someone on a video? Where do they start?
Are we talking about just having a conversation generally with someone, or doing something like what we're doing today where you're giving information out? Because there'd be a couple of different tips for that. Or do you want both answered?
Would they have the same freeze though? There's an for you.
they'd get the, so you know you haven't listened for them. But they'd get the same freeze, and the brain does. It just sometimes just goes into emotion where you can't think about what to say. But if you're just having a conversation with a friend, then you tend not to, even if it's a camera there. Look, even if you're just looking to the person and not looking at the camera all the time, that's fine when you're having that sort of conversation. But if you want to be developing some training material or informing people, then you really do need to be looking at the camera. And that's where I think more of the freeze comes up as well. And if you're going to be speaking about a particular topic, then having some prompts with you so that you know what you're going to be speaking about is really helpful as well. That'll keep you on track. And a great tip, because we don't want to be looking to the side and checking out information or looking down and it looks like you're reading. So it depends how you've got your office set up. But even if you can, or wherever you're filming from, put a whiteboard or something behind your screen with the dot points about what you're going to speak about, because when you freeze, it's usually because your brain's just forgotten about what you're going to say. So if you've got some dot points or some little prompts along the way, then that helps as well. The beautiful thing is, if you are going live, then that is even more terrifying, because we have this sense that everything has to be absolutely perfect. And I just want to let everyone know that there is no such thing as perfect. And you know, some of the top presenters in the world will deliver some mistakes and they're not perfect. So forget about perfection. But when you're going live, to be able to attract your audience and keep them on, you really do need to be good at what you're doing. But the beauty of it, you don't have to go live. You can edit your video and just drop out. If you make a mistake, just drop out those points. And knowing, and there's a lot of software out there that you can do the video. I won't go into that now, but just recognize that you can, if you make a mistake, you forget what you're saying, stop, think about it, and then you might even want to look, check it up, whatever, you've got your notes, and then come back and start it again, and then edit it out, and stop putting pressure on yourself.
You made a good point the other day when we were chatting about live videos, that you treat those as more the casual, friendly sort of videos, and if you are providing some professional information, you feel it's better to actually record it then, don't you?
That is purely a personal opinion. I've watched too many lives that are just a wasted time that I'll never get back in my life, because it might be that somebody's at an event going, wow, I'm at this event, and there'll be 10 minutes of walking around saying hi to everybody, which is, to me, is just a waste. But I'll do some quick lives, and my lives tend to be really casual, and they might be after I've gone for a walk and all sweaty and just saying, hey, look, I'm walking around here today, and I remember one I did recently after a whole lot of rain and it was in the wetlands, and I said, hey, look, you know, it's all murky at the moment. It's flooded through, and sometimes our life gets a little bit murky as well, and we can't see where we're going, because and we definitely can't see the bottom of where we might end up, you know. So I try and relate it back to something really quickly and do it for a minute, and then if somebody comes on, they'll go, oh, okay, and it's just a little lesson maybe, or it's something that connects me with somebody else, and they'll go, oh, she understands my problem. And so that's where I use lives, and they tend not to be with my hair done with a headset on and you know, in the office.
I like that tip, because as you say, if you just do it for a minute, people do get to know you and they think, oh, this is one of Janine's quick lives. Now it's not going to go on for, you know, 10 or 12 minutes or something. And then there's quite a distinct difference between the casual live and then the professional video.
Just getting good at speaking is a really important point. And the statistics are that there's a 15% less chance of promotion in a business if you aren't a good professional speaker. You know, that's a big deal. It really is. And overcoming it. And for anyone that's ever heard me with anything before, I don't talk about a comfort zone. I talk about a confinement of anxiety. And it's a matter of, as Mindy, that question you asked before, just do it. The first time's terrifying. The second time's terrifying. The third time is not quite so terrifying. The fourth time still scary. Fifth time scary. But every single time becomes a little bit more comfortable. And again, don't go for perfection. Just do it. Mm.
Do you think it would be a good thing to just practice talking to someone you know on Facebook Live? I mean, sorry, on FaceTime. Just starting there, if they're that petrified, just starting to warm up to just going, okay, I know you're over there, but I'm just going to call you.
I think that's a great tip. And for some people who are really terrified of doing it, I think it's an excellent tip to be able to do that. And then, I was on a group yesterday and there was about 30 of us on the group on Zoom, but it was such casual conversation and it was a whole lot of casual conversation. And then people were given the opportunity to pitch and it became a different space as well. Mm. It was really interesting where they put pressure on themselves as opposed to that casual conversation. I mean, we're just having a casual conversation now, and that's, I think, what people connect with as well.
Yeah. What about, you're a grandmother as well, as I am. What about reading books to your grandchildren? Does that improve the speaking, like putting lots of expression in when you're reading to the grandchildren, even on camera?
I've organised with my grandkids for them, well, the six-year-old to read to me on camera, and also for me to read to them. And I exaggerate everything, a full animation and the whole voice and the crocodile and the whole thing happening. So I think you can do that exactly the same, but it's a great way to actually push you really out of that comfort zone. I worked with a gentleman that was a sales rep, and he was quite a comfortable, competent speaker, but he was just very flat line. And I think that's something that we need to be aware of when we're on camera as well, to be a little bit more animated in our voice to keep that attention. And he was just flat line. So I had him reading children's books as part of the lesson for him to get him more animated. And it took him way out that way. So when he came back, he didn't come back to where he was originally. He came back to a spot that had a bit more light and shade in his speaking.
Yeah, as long as you're not reading the Wonky Donkey and laughter while you're reading.
I love that book.
It's a really good book, the Wonky Donkey, isn't it? Yeah.
Any more questions, Mindy?
No, I'm covered. Thank you so much, lovelies.
That was great. Janine, how can people get in touch with you if they would like to improve their speaking on camera?
Well, I actually offer a complimentary discovery call, and it's 20 minutes, usually goes to 30 minutes. And people, we can just chat about what components people want the most help with. And I've actually even have online training with it. So I've developed a program, which is really cool. You wouldn't think you could coach online with speaking, but it works out really well. So the best way is to go to my website, which is janinevosper.com. And for those that haven't spelt it out, it's JanenVosper.com. And there's a link there that you can go to book a complimentary discovery call. I don't offer a lot of these out because I'm usually really packed out with busy and doing training, but guess what? I'm not doing as much of that outside at the moment, so I'm really happy to do a lot more of these calls. And please just go there and book it in.
Thanks a lot, Janine. It was great speaking with you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.